KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson trade new uses for old kitchen equipment and new kitchen uses for non-culinary gear on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, today I thought we might talk about things that are really good for stuff you never thought to use them for.
For instance?
Squeegees.
Squeegees.
Yeah, they're not just for glass. They're great for cleaning off your kitchen counter, dragging crumbs and debris off, and even after you've sprayed down your counter with your vinegar and water, the squeegee cleans it off right down to the bone, and then you just squeegee it off into a little bowl or a pot or something like that. You don't have to use your sponge.
The stinky sponge that you haven't put in the dishwasher.
Or the microwave.
Clorox or what have you, right?
Yeah, right.
That's an absolutely fabulous idea, and I'm going to send that on to you-know-who, who uses squeegees all the time and complains about the fact that he can't see out of my windshield because I don't use a squeegee.
All right.
So there you go.
Okay. What do you got?
Well, I use a Bundt pan or an Angel Food cake pan for removing corn from the cob.
Tell me how.
Okay. You shuck the corn and then take the ear and rest it vertically into the tube in the middle of the pan.
So you're taking this ear of corn and just jamming it down onto that thing.
Just the bottom goes in and then you take your knife and you cut the corn from the cob and voila, it falls right into the cake pan instead of all over your counter or the floor.
Hey, that's really clever. Great idea. You know, years ago, my sister-in-law gave me a very wide and short pot. It's probably 12 or 14 inches wide and only about 4 inches high. And I really had no idea what to do with this thing. But for a long time now, I've been using it to cook spaghetti in because it's wide enough that I can lay the spaghetti down flat in the pot. And that way I can use a minimum amount of water to cook the spaghetti in. Now, I know conventional wisdom has always been, oh, cook it in a lot of boiling water. But in fact, that's wrong. You want to cook your spaghetti or any other pasta in the minimum amount of water. That way, that smaller amount of water is much, much starchier. And you can use that starchy water to bind the pasta with the sauce when you toss it all together.
And if you just use a set of tongs to take the pasta from the boiling water into the saucepan.
There's enough of it dripping off of the pasta that you don't even need to dip any more out.
That's exactly right.
Great minds, Nance.
I watched a pasta maker do just that with beautiful fresh pasta the other day. I thought, wow, why do I not do this? So I have this saucier. It's a big 6-quart pan with a heavy lid, which sounds like a lot, but it conducts heat really beautifully. That thing takes about 5 minutes to boil. And by the way, that same pan, those large pans, work really well for asparagus. I used to always boil a soup pot full to throw asparagus in. And now, same thing, just put them in there nice and straight and they cook up in a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
You know, often I'll just peel the shafts of the asparagus, wrap them in a damp paper towel, throw them in the microwave for a minute or so. They're fine.
And then there's my all-clad, nonstick, double burner griddle, which I often use the way I would a grill when I don't feel like firing up a grill because it's either too hot or too rainy. It's perfect. And I grill lamb chops on it. I grill sausages on it. And I know it's grilling season, but this makes beautifully grilled product without having to go outside, whether it's rainy or sunny.
So what has it got, those ridges on it?
No ridges at all. I had one of those, a Lodge version. I had a Le Creuset version. Those things got really filthy, hard to clean. And this thing, nonstick, right up. It has this wonderful moat around the whole entire thing, so the fat goes off into that, and it doesn't splatter, but just really does a wonderful job grilling.
So it's not really grilling, though. It's griddling.
Well, that's semantics.
No, it's griddling. With KNKX Food Talker, Nancy.
The grill of your dreams.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Squeegerino.
Stein.